Pinkerton never explained how Webster missed 27,730 men. He always assumed there were phantom Confederate divisions out there none of his spies had found. The new math, along with its parade of errors, conveniently shrank the difference between Pinkerton's estimate and Webster's to 10,170. That was a small enough difference, Pinkerton wrote McClellan, to make the two sets of numbers approximate very nearly to accuracy. McClellan kept Pinkerton's November 15th update to himself, likely for the same reasons he hadn't forwarded the detective's October 4th estimate to higher authorities. But Webster's and Pinkerton's lower estimates apparently did give him pause. On December 10th, he wrote to Lincoln that intelligence he had just received leads me to believe that the enemy could meet us in front with equal forces nearly. It was still an overestimate, but not as wild as the ones before. There were senior officers in McClellan's army who did not believe the Confederate strength estimates he and Pinkerton peddled. Some, like James Wadsworth, a New York brigadier general whose advance brigade faced the rebels near Manassas and Centerville, were running their own intelligence operations that were turning up more accurate information. Wadsworth concluded from his scout reports and the interviews he conducted with refugees, war prisoners, and deserters that the Confederates ahead of him numbered 40,000 to 50,000, a far more accurate number than Pinkerton's. The enemy could easily be swept back, he said. McClellan ignored the report. Instead, through December 1861 and into January and February 1862, Pinkerton peppered the Army of the Potomac commander with hundreds of pages of reports each week filled with raw intelligence, much of it unfiltered, unverified, unanalyzed, and inaccurate, mixed with mounds of useless trivia. He sent McClellan a dense 26-page memo on an agent's trip to Richmond, revealing only at the end that the operative's information was just reasonably reliable. A lengthy statement by two Alexandria machinists, which he admitted was founded upon hearsay, and a report by a refugee that the South is going to make a prodigious effort to put 700,000 men in the field by spring of 1862. The South would have no more than 450,000 under arms by the end of 1862. Rarely did Pinkerton include in his reports an evaluation of a source's reliability beyond a general impression he had of it. More often, he left that to McClellan to judge for himself. Bogging himself down with the smallest of administrative details, the general took on the job of interpreting the mass of information Pinkerton shoveled to him.